We can describe the consolidation of a soil in terms of an over-consolidation ratio, or OCR. The OCR is the ratio of the equivalent historical load divided by the normal overburden load. What is the difference between these two loads? First, let's look at historical load. When a fine-grained, clay-like soil is subjected to a load such as a pre-existing landform, the compression, or vertical stress, causes the pore pressure in the soil to increase. Remember that clay-like soils have low permeability, so it is difficult for water to flow between the soil particles and drain out as the vertical stress increases. This drainage occurs over a long period of time. As the landform is eroded over time, the pore pressure will slowly decrease, eventually reaching the current phreatic level. The soil will remember this state as the maximum vertical stress it has been put under. The weight, or vertical stress, of the pre-existing landform can be referred to as the historical load, often expressed as kilonewtons or tons per square meter. Now let's look at normal overburden load. This is the weight or vertical stress of the current soil load above the clay-like soil. Going back to the OCR equation, if the over-consolidation ratio is equal to 1, then the historical load is the same as the normal overburden load, and the soil is referred to as normally consolidated. If the OCR is greater than 1, then the soil is over-consolidated. This means that there was more historical load on the soil than in the present time. Why is the over-consolidation ratio important to know? Let's take a sample of clay-like soil at 5 meters depth and perform lab tests to calculate the over-consolidation ratio. If the ratio is equal to 2, we can calculate the historical load, which corresponds to approximately 10 meters of overlying soil, or 5 meters above the natural ground level. To simplify, this means that if we build a dam that is greater than 5 meters above natural ground, the additional vertical stress will increase pore pressures in the clay-like soil, and water will take a long time to drain out. This higher pore pressure reduces the strength of the foundation soil, which could lead to dam failure.